In 1988, Jean-Claude Van Damme was in two movies, one of which was Bloodsport, an undeniable martial arts classic, the movie that put the man on the map. The other movie that came out the same year was called Black Eagle, and it's hot garbage. It's trash. It's not even a Van Damme movie. So Van Damme, now I don't know what came first, Bloodsport or Black Eagle. I'm sure Black Eagle was in production. They didn't know what they had with Van Damme. They knew he was a good martial artist, but they didn't know he could be a star. And this, so Black Eagle not only stars Van Damme, but he is not the hero. He is the villain. He works for the Russians. He's kind of the big bad guy at the end of the movie for the hero to fight. And the hero is Kintani, who is played by Sho Kasuji. I hope I said that right. Who is in a bunch of martial arts movies. So I'm thinking, hey, even if this is trash, the martial arts will be good. And they're the most run-of-the-mill. I can't go out like that, but just that's what I want to do right now. I want to stop what I'm doing. And I'm not talking about the show and watching Van Damme movies. I just don't want to talk about this. So the main character is the Black Eagle. It's his code name because he's like a spy for someone. And the CIA gets him to help him out because the Russians are looking for a bomb that has nothing to do with anything. Most of this movie's out in the ocean, and then some of it's not on the ocean. They're on boats. There's a rocket, like a plane crashed, and there's a rocket inside that they need to get. And Van Damme is like the head honcho for the bad guys, well, the KGB. And then the Black Eagle is the good guy for the CIA. Good guy is in quotes. Let me tell you, the hero, Kintani, is on a murderous rampage. His body count, while not amazing, is really high for the hero. He kills with no remorse. They even try to act like there's remorse because there's this lady named Patricia Parker who's always watching his kids. And she's like, it's okay to feel bad. He doesn't feel bad. He doesn't care. He stabs and murders, no problem. And the body count is insane. The amount of innocent people that this man kills, I don't know how innocent they are, but it boggles the mind. Van Damme doesn't do a whole lot of murder. And he's supposed to be the bad guy. Maybe they messed up. Maybe the movie messed up. And they got the scripts flipped. And the good guys are the bad guys, and the bad guys are the good guys. It's outrageous. Well, so the whole thing is the CIA is like, you need to get Kintani into this because we need the best. And it's like, well, Kintani's on vacation. He gets 2 weeks to spend with his kids no matter what. It's like the one thing he asks for. Well, they're like, I don't care. Make it happen. So the CIA is like, okay, kidnap the children. Send them to Morocco, wherever. Get Patricia Parker to watch them. And then they go to Kintani and are like, hey, you're going to do this mission. He's like, no, it's my 2 weeks with the kids. Like, yeah, your kids are where your mission is. Go there. Pretty brutal. This movie sucks. So he is not a great hero. And he doesn't martial arts that much. And when he does fight against Van Damme, so I'm going to skip most of this because it's pretty stupid. The kids get kidnapped and then they get rescued and he murders people along the way. And so does Patricia Parker. So Patricia Parker is basically the CIA's nanny. She's watching over these two kids for the Black Eagle. And there's a point where she goes up in a tower and they've been kidnapped. And she tells the one little boy to turn away. And then she bludgeons this guy. And while he is knocked out, KO'd, down for the count, she pulls out a gun and shoots him. Just shoots him. And that's one of our heroes. Incredible. So they finally, Van Damme and Kentani meet up. And they have an okay fight. We get the splits. Van Damme's awesome. Listen, Van Damme's the only reason that this movie is anything at all. Van Damme has like a love interest, and she's like, we need to get out of here, get out of the game. Also, okay, this movie. So, okay, here, but I just, the way Van Damme dies in this. Okay, so Mark over on the movie Draft House, he's got this thing when we watch these action movies. He's like, the bad guy shouldn't go out like a little bitch. And when they do, he's like, hey, that sucks. And when they go out like Phoenix from Demolition Man, where their head gets booted off and it's just awesome, you're like, whoa, that's a way to go out. Not this guy. Van Damme gets done so dirty in this movie. So he's got a love interest. And he goes and he fights Kentani one more time. And it's actually kind of cool. Like, there were grenades going off. So there's like this ring of fire and there's barrels and it's one-on-one. It's what you want. So I'm thinking maybe this shit fest can have one just kick-ass fight. It's, again, it's okay. He does the splits again. Kentani keeps running away from Van Damme because Van Damme is better than him. He's a better human being. And I'm not even saying the character even is a better human being because he doesn't. It boggles the mind. This movie feels like it was made for TV. It's crap. And I would say it was made for TV if it weren't for the one F-bomb in the movie. So, yeah. Van Damme gets off. So that last fight ends with Tani running away because he's a little punk and he can't actually beat anybody one-on-one. And a matter of fact, a lot of the time, Patricia Parker's doing more work than Kentani. And he's supposed to be our hero. He's supposed to be the Black Eagle that they got in just for this mission because he's the only one who could do it. And he's garbage. And he runs from Van Damme. Van Damme gets shot in the leg by a priest. Yes, a priest. And then he jumps in the water, right? He gets off the boat. He knows they're going to blow it up. He sees his girlfriend. She's like, come on, get off the boat. I don't know why I make him sound like Arnold, but get off the boat. She dives in the water. And as she's swimming over to him, he gets sucked into the propellers of another boat and chopped up, and he's dead for no reason whatsoever. He was ready to get out of the game and marry this woman and live in the hills and karate kick trees. This movie gets two Van Dams. It's a pile of poop.